On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's track and field team at home this weekend, hosting the BSU Multi tonight and the Super 8 then tomorrow. We are joined by Emily Paquin, a sophomore distance runner. You guys haven't had a quote-unquote real meet since early December. You had your alumni meet last weekend, which is, for lack of a better term, a glorified practice just to get you guys back out running around. But how does one who is in a sport where you're supposed to be in shape, stay in shape when you don't compete for a month?
It's really hard, especially when you're at home and not with your teammates. So you had to be really productive and just tell yourself that you have to, and then just hope for the best.
Especially with a distance runner, it's not like you can just go run around a city block with all the ice and everything. So where do you run during break?
Well, I myself got a membership at my local gym, and I ran on the treadmill there a few miles. Then I did CrossFit workouts and just other stuff that would get my cardio up.
You ran the 3,000 at the Duluth meet earlier. Is that quote-unquote your event, or do you kind of tinker around early in the season and settle in on something later?
I usually tinker around a bit because I'm still trying to find the event that I'm best at, and I usually run the mile or the 3K, but we'll see what happens later in the season.
At what point do you kind of need to settle so that you can get your training down right before the conference meet?
I'm hoping within the next few meets I will find out, just to see where I'm at and others, so I know where I'm best at competing.
You also run cross country. Have you always liked distance running, or has it kind of grown on you?
I really liked it in the beginning of my high school career, and now that it's becoming more, I'm getting older and whatnot, it's becoming to be harder and harder. I'm getting kind of sick of it, but I enjoy it. I really do.
How do you guys practice? I mean, it's not like you're running a 60 where you can run several of those in relative short order and your practice might be over. You're running distances. It takes its time, and obviously practice time is always short.
It's really hard, especially now in the winter months and when it's freezing outside, but we usually just run a few miles inside, indoors, around the track, which gets pretty old, but thankfully I have my teammates with me, and they keep it interesting.
What's a home meet like for you guys?
It's a lot of fun because we're all together, we know the routine and everything, and we know our boundaries and everything, so I'm really excited for this weekend.
They don't happen very often. Typically, you guys are on the road 95% of the weekends where you're competing. Does that get a little old?
It does, especially late in the season. It gets really old just going from place to place, sitting on the bus for hours on end, trying to get homework done. But, I mean, it's fun.
How fan-friendly, for lack of a better term, is a indoor track and field meet? To me, it seems like there would be an awful lot of chaos.
It's a lot of chaos, especially at home, and for our coach especially, because he has to keep everything up to date. But it's a lot of fun because we all know what to do, and if there's something that goes wrong, then we can always fix it.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.